The last pairing is between Barolo Chinato Gatto Rosso and the chocolate-based dessert. The first production of this Barolo Chinato in our cellar was in 1963. It is a wine that belongs to the vermouth family. It is an aromatized wine, and we can consider it the grandfather of Martini. The Martini Rossi company is nearby, and Cinzano is also located about 10 kilometers from here. Barolo Chinato was born as a medicinal wine because it contains a series of herbs and spices, many of which are digestive. This area, as well as Turin, have a long tradition dedicated to spices, so much that in the Middle Ages, when a person traveled with his own bag of spices, he showed it as a status symbol, like now showing a Rolex. Because the spices were very expensive, they come from all over the world and were thought to protect against plague and other diseases. For its preparation, an aromatic extract is made by maturating the herbs and spices in a hydroalcoholic solution for about 45 days. The recipe of our family, of our cellar, includes 30 herbs and spices. The spice that gives the name Chinato is the Quina calissaia, which is a bark that comes from Peru. The solution obtained is filtered for clarification and added to the Barolo wine. At this point, some sugar is added because the bitterness of the spicy and the bitterness of the wine would be excessive. And then it is left to age for about a year in barrel. We produce 3,000 bottles every 2, 3 years because it is a very small production, and also because reaching 16 degrees of alcohol, it is no longer considered a simple wine, but is already part of the liquors. And so for export, customs, and taxes, it is more complicated. At the site, it is intense garnet red with very orange reflections. And this is obviously the color of Barolo, but the same spices contribute to giving a color that tends to orange. On the nose, it has a broad and ethereal aroma, complex with all the hints of spices and aromatic herbs. The flavor is mainly sweet, full, and velvety. And only the aftertaste is pleasantly bitter. It is said that is the only wine that can be paired with chocolate, because the chocolate has an important acidity and the wine the same, so together they would clash. But Barolo already starts with a lower acidity because the Nebbiolo is not very acid. And then the addition of sugar, alcohol, and spices transform it into something different that actually manages to match very well with the complexity of a chocolate. The dessert is a brownie made in our kitchens. The depth of the chocolate is given by the presence of whole dark chocolate chips inside the dough, and the flavor is enhanced by a pinch of salt, which makes the dessert more interesting.